that we can do this, we can do that, we can do everything. The arrogance. The arrogance is intelligence needs the opposite move. Over there, in first paragraph, they said, oh, we can do it, you king. He said, if you can do it, I'll pay you everything. I said, of course we can do it. No matter what the sickness, we can do something about it. This is the claim of logic. Logic claims that there is a logical explanation for everything. Amazingly, there is no logical explanation for the fellow who is saying this. What is the logical explanation for me being alive? Is there? Then I claim that the logic that a guy 2,000 years ago invented, which is mainly semantic, mainly playing with the words, and it's rotten. The first pillar of it is wrong. Did you know that? What is the first pillar of the logic? In the logic, the first pillar is everything, every judgment is right or wrong. And there's no proof of that. Because we know the subjects that they could not be wrong or right. Namely, love. And with that black and white of logic, art is nonsense. A painting is useless. That's what the logic is all about. But it brings the arrogance. More you know, more you believe in certainty. Believe me, you, even if you study the theory of uncertainty of Heisenberg and understood it, you will be in a state of mind of certainty that you understood it. The theory itself is denying the certainty. That arrogance was a part of the problem over there. Because I found my intelligence and I trusted 100%. If any one of you doubts that your brain is working properly, have you ever seen one? Go to the mental hospital, talk to them. Even they claim that their brain is working. Good and good, no more. That's the arrogance. The first step is homeopathic steps. Over there, what is the main difference between human beings and animals using their logic? Animals, they use their logic in a natural way, right? What about you? You mainly depend on tools. We are going to a journey, and the best and most important thing for you are your shoes. That's the logic to you, because you're walking in a pair of logic, right? So you have to be barefooted and go to mosque. Means go to humbleness. In the mosque, there is one special place you have to go, which is mihrab. Now think about that mihrab in both ways. You have to be baptized in the water of love, and you have to fight your ego to achieve the humbleness. Both ways will work. The king will go there. Then something strange happens to this king. And Rumi will explain it in a very lovely, poetic way. He will say, when he became conscious again, returned to himself from that dangerous, swirling water, which is fana. By this, he means the state he was before in paragraph 1. Here, fana has two different meanings. You remember, one meaning of fana is the seventh state here for us, which is the final destination to us. Fabro fana. But that doesn't stop us to understand that in a normal way, fana means to vanish, to be disposed of. And here you should look for a meaning for that arqab. Arqab means water that will drown you. So drowning water, something like that. This arqab comes exactly in the same position in verses above, which was mihrab. You see, one is the water of love, the other one is water that will drown you. The first one is where you have to go. The second one is what he came out of, which was logic, the knowledge, science, scientific knowledge. Scientific knowledge is about what? You tell me, the subject of scientific knowledge. While I have a coffee. Yes, what is he talking about, science? Simple.
A description of...
Sorry. Look at it. Science is talking about...
Existence.
Existence. What is existence? It's something that in the next split second is going to vanish. Something new will come replace it. Existence is fana. Whatever is going to perish. Right? So the knowledge of whatever is the knowledge of perishing. That's another meaning of fana. So we call it qarqab fana because it vanishes and it will grab you in it. That's what the logic is. Logic will drown you in the information about existence only, because it has nothing to say about dream, imagination. The go of the best one, which is non-existence. And non-existence is a very amazing thing. First of all, it's magical somehow. And we will talk about it a lot. It carries a lot of meaning to us. That's where we believe that Almighty is sitting. Rumi will say he's working over there. That thing, the name is magical, non-existence. What is non-existence? The first question is, non-existence exists or not exists? In a strange way, exists. Okay. No, it exists. Amazingly, whatever exists, you could get rid of. Non-existence exists, but you cannot get rid of. Try to get rid of it. You will be left with non-existence. Mm-hmm. You can't do anything about it because you cannot understand it really. That's the point with it. Have you ever thought about it that way? That non-existence is only existence that you cannot get rid of. Whatever exists, eliminated, non-existence. Non-existence, eliminated. Doesn't work. It still exists. So it's an irony, and we know the name is magical. It's not referring to something. It's referring to nothingness. And nothingness is something. That's the point. Nothingness exists, and we could go on and on with this. We will. But let me finish it. I'm writing something about this. So, that state of fana to us is a magical stuff.